for downloading the last regular Lions Roar podcast of the season. My name's David Kendra, and this week we hear from the Lions' latest attempt to pull clear of relegation, get an update from the Academy's final games of the season, and round up all the news happening in and around Nethermoor. But first, to the Vixens, where just 1 point from the trip to Blackpool Wren Rovers would have been enough to secure the WSL Northern Division 1 title and an immediate return to the next division. This report from Oliver Coulthas.
A dramatic 3-2 win at Blackpool Wren Rovers saw Geisley Vixens officially promoted back to the Northern Premier League. A bright start from Geisley saw them hit the crossbar early on after four corners in a row, and they continued to press for an early goal but were caught out time and time again by the offside trap, leading to few clear-cut chances. And Blackpool took advantage when captain and top scorer Nikki Burko curved her shot into the Geisley net to put them 1-0 down. What followed, however, was a perfect response from the Vixens as they turned the game on its head through a header from captain Alana Fuller and a Sarah Danby corner that went all the way in. Promotion was now firmly in their sights. The second half immediately saw Debbie Hastings brought down in the box, but no penalty awarded as Geisley looked to put the game beyond any doubt. However, Blackpool's first attack of the half saw them level on the hour mark, once again from Burko, who tapped into an empty net. But this only proved to be the setup for yet another dramatic Danby corner, as she once again swung it in from the right and into the back of the net to give Geisley a deserved 3-2 lead. And it remained all Geisley, as the Vixens safely saw out the win that sees them promoted back to the Northern Premier League at the first time of asking.
After the match and with promotion confirmed, Oliver caught up with Sarah Danby and Alana Fuller, then went on to speak to managers Glenn Preston and Kyle O'Reilly.
So, Lana, that's a pretty crazy 3-2 win, but in a way, is that the ideal way to win promotion?
We kept it down to the wire, really. I think it wouldn't have been as enthralling if it would have come in winning 5-0 or anything like that, but credit to Blackpool. They played well and it was a good game, and luckily we've come away with a win and now we're champions.
And, Sarah, that's a pretty special first goal. Is it fair to say you didn't plan it?
I plan all of my goals, don't I, like Lana? No, it's a stroke of luck, which happened to come again, but we take them. Any goal's a goal, and if it goes in the back of the net, then I'm happy. It doesn't matter how it goes in. Nobody remembers how they go in, do they? So, yeah, happy with that.
And, Alan, you've captained a side to promotion. Is that the first time you've ever done that?
It is the first time and the last for these lot. but to be fair, they're a great set of girls, and I've enjoyed it this year, and it's been a pleasure.
And, Sarah, two more goals for you. Is this your most prolific season, do you think?
I think this is the most goals I've scored since I was about 16, which is over 10 years ago. So, yeah, not used to scoring this many, but obviously it's been a bit of a... been used to playing in the league above, so hopefully I can take that into next season.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well done.
Thank you very much.
So, gents, you've won the league after months of hard work. How does it feel?
It feels good. I mean... Yeah, coming into the season, coming into the project, it were always the aim and the objective, and a lot of hard work sort of went into things prior to even kicking a ball, you know what I mean? We've had to recruit for two full teams pretty much, so today when you see obviously celebrations and whatnot and we're finally over that line, it's fantastic. It's a great feeling. That's, yeah.
It's been much harder than people realise. The standard of football in terms of coaching has just been gone through the roof at this level. The organisation of teams defensively in comparison to, say, 2-3 years ago is fantastic. So it's been actually really difficult. But you can also see this season that the top five teams in the league have beaten Premier League sides this year. So it's reflected in that. You've seen Chorley beating Premier League sides. You've seen Hull City beating Premier League sides. You know, Chester Street, we played last week, took Blackburn to a 1-1 draw until 87th minute. So the bottom line is it's been an unbelievably difficult season and we've put on one hell of a show to produce the goods.
The win today was very drawn out, but in the end you got there with something I've not seen before, two goals from two corners directly.
Yeah, unusual. All three goals came from corners as well. But a goal's a goal. They're all worth the same thing at end of the day. We'd have liked a more convincing win, but credit to Blackpool, who've come up and said, you know what, you're not going to win it on our turf. And that's how they set up. They wanted to press us. They wanted to compete with us, as you'd expect from Blackpool. And, yeah, made it a ridiculously tough game. We've not helped ourselves out in situations and... You know, we've probably got to stick to the game plan a little bit more at times. That's the negatives. Reality is we've done the job 3-2 and happy days.
And how are you feeling about next season?
Well, obviously we're looking forward to it. We can't wait, to be quite honest with you. It's a nice weight off the shoulders, and it'll be nice to look forward to fixtures now. Get an opportunity to play against the likes of local rivals, Huddersfield, Bradford, etc. Yeah, so there'll be some unbelievable fixtures to look forward to. We're just delighted that we finally got over the line and we're back in the Premier League where we belong.
The win means the Vixens have won the title with three games to play and return to Nethermoor this Sunday, where they'll face Liverpool Feds. It's a free entry for season ticket holders or £3 and promises quite a party. Supporters Club news now, and the vote for Player of the Season is still ongoing. You'll be able to place your vote in the clubhouse before and at half-time on Saturday, with the result announced on the pitch after the game. They're also selling 50-50 cash draw tickets, with the winner announced in the clubhouse after the match. And the Non-League magazine will be on sale, with back issues for £1 and the latest edition for just £2 instead of the usual £3. Hopefully, there'll be something to celebrate as the Lions battle the drop. Their final away trip of the season was to Bromley, and 3 points might have seen the Lions safe. Commentary from Sandy Beeson and Colin Robertson.
Some good early pressure from the Lions. A couple of corners, asked a couple of questions. Now they've got some defending to do as Golbo picks it up on the angle of the penalty area on the right-hand side. He's into there. He gets a shot away! A superb finish from Bradley Goldberg, and the worst possible start for Guiseley. The first meaningful attack from Bromley, and the Lions trail after just 3 minutes. Bradley Goldberg with a thunderbolt cross goal shot that nestles in the left-hand side of the net, and Guiseley trail. Bromley 1, Guiseley 0. We have a stoppage now as Will Hatfield just holding down. Did he go towards his groin there to feel his in his groin? I wonder if he could possibly have to come off if he's pulled something there. It's not like Hatfield to go to ground, is it?
No. Less than ideal given the start already if someone as key as Hatfield has to go off.
It looks to me like he might have pulled something. There is possibly a little tweak to his hamstring or groin. And Will Hatfield just taking a little bit of time to get some treatment again. Yeah, certainly seemed to be fully engaged and fully involved after this tweak, but if he's got a problem, it could be more bad news for the Lions. Quite possibly about to make a change here.
Interestingly, it looks like it's Jordan Preston coming on.
Now that is curious. So Will Hatfield, I'm afraid, has to make way. And as you say, Jordan Preston.
Number 8, Will Hatfield. It's number 19, Jordan Preston.
To come on. He's scored some important goals, including those ones that we saw against that one we saw against Dagenham and Redbridge. Guiseley throw on the right-hand side, taken quickly. Whipped in now by Hurst. In towards the edge of the 6-yard box, punched away. Walton collects the ball on the edge of the 18-yard box, punts it back in. Rankin goes down rather theatrically. Doesn't get a penalty, but Preston does get the shot away from the edge of the 18-yard box. And then Simon Walton with an overhead kick from the edge of the area. And needless to say, that's gone out for a goal kick.
Not the most likely candidate to attempt an overhead kick there. And
Lawler heads the ball back into the Bromley half, and it's picked up now by Asamoah. He's got three on him. He's out to that right angle, plays it out towards Veselovsky, gets the ball into the box. Rankin on the edge of the 6-yard box. He tried to backheel it in towards the net, but it was cleared. Picked up now by Hurst. Then it bounces through towards goal through a cluster of players and claimed by the goalkeeper, Ross Flitney, in the end. Didn't have the pace on it to trouble the keeper, but it might just have deceived him with the players that were in front of him. Veselovsky picks up the scraps, though, moves into the Bromley half, spins on the ball, plays it out to the right-hand side. Asamoah having a bit of a run down that right flank, cuts in field now, goes towards the edge of the penalty area. Asamoah lays it off here to Walton. Walton gets a shot. It goes awkwardly, falls to Asamoah in the penalty area, and he couldn't get any pace on his shot towards goal. In the end, he kind of hits it straight at Ross Flitney. Whistle goes for half-time. Not good news. Bromley 1, Guiseley 0. Well, two sets of players are coming out now. And I noticed that Rob Atkinson and Danny East are heading towards the halfway line, kitted out. So we saw them go off at half-time, during the interval, were called in. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see a double substitution here.
Yeah, I'm slightly perplexed. I don't know I mean, bearing in mind we've already used one substitution, so this would be all three substitutes used, and any injury at all would mean that Guiseley were down to 10 men for the remainder. But in particular, it's two defensive-minded players, so I don't know.
Well, Veselovsky's coming off, I would suggest. Oh, no, he's not. He's there. No, 25 is for six. So, yeah, Jake Lawler is coming off for Atkinson. Jake Lawler's not come back out.
Substitution for Guiseley, replacing number six, Jake Lawler, is number 25, Robert Atkinson.
I'll just wait to see who Danny East is going to come on for. Marcus Williams.
I have to say, Daniel, I mean, it's slightly unfair to single players out, but Marcus Williams did have a bit of a shocker, and you know, Danny East would be a more solid replacement. He's come to the right back position. Connor Brown's on the left hand side now, so I think going for defensive solidity, and you know, we're stuck with the players we've got on the pitch now.
It's helped away by Diamond, all the way back to Maxted, who slips and almost concedes possession to Show Silva with the goal at his mercy, but somehow Maxted manages to recover and collect. Headed away by Palmer, though, into the feet of Danny East. East plays it upfield towards Rankin. Rankin doesn't win it, but it goes through to Preston on this left-hand side. Preston gets a shot, and it's there! Guiseley equalised. Jordan Preston buries the ball into the bottom right-hand corner of the net as it goes above and beyond Michael Rankin. Preston came in, ghosted in from the left-hand side. A firm side-footed shot into the bottom right-hand corner. It's Bromley 1, Guiseley 1.
I tell you what, Adam Lockwood, tactical genius. Who'd have thought bringing on Rob Atkinson and Danny East at half-time would have such an attacking effect on the team? It was brilliant play from Preston. So often he looks to cut inside from that left flank, and he just found a little pocket of space, so he was able to tee himself up far more than he had done in the first half. And as we've seen so many times this season, just buries it in the far corner. Brilliant for Guiseley, one all.
Now, Guiseley have to defend again because the clearance has gone straight through. And Show Silva's come through, and it's going to be 2-1. No, it's hit the post. Maxted and Show Silva have collided with each other as they both went to win the ball. And now Maxted's back down on the ground. So is Show Silva. It was a nasty collision, but it looked like it was going to be 2-1 to Bromley. Show Silva managed to loft the ball over Maxted. It went towards goal, hit the upright, and was cleared. More disconcertingly, as two players are down at the moment. Show Silva and Johnny Maxted colliding right on the edge of the 18-yard box. Both legitimately going for the ball, though, Sandy.
Yeah. But, you know, heart-in-mouth moment there.
Walton with the corner. It's a poor one, though. It doesn't beat the first man. It goes out, and then it's drilled back towards goal by Kevin Hurst with a really good volley. Unfortunately, it was straight at Ross Flitney. Manages to clear. And the referee blows the whistle. Well, we came for 3 points. We hoped for 3 points. But in the end, we may well just be grateful for the one after Bradley Goldberg gave Bromley the early lead with a super shot. The Lions had to ring in the changes at the break. Three substitutions before the second half had got underway. And it paid off with a Jordan Preston equaliser on 50 minutes. The Lions might have done more and maybe even snatched the 3 points. But with injury to Johnny Maxted, the pressure told latterly in the game. And we had to defend deep on occasion. But it's finished here. Bromley 1, Guiseley 1.
Colin grabbed Adam after the game for his thoughts.
Probably 3 points would have been on your mind today, and a point in the end was a point salvage in the second half. And after you made some, you know, brave calls at half time to ring in the changes, what's your reflections on today's game?
Yeah, obviously, 3 points are in my mind every time I take to the field, sort of thing, to win games. That's what I want to do, and that's what the group wants to do. When you look at, obviously, a bit of adversity today that we had a lot thrown in at us, and, you know, as a group, I'd like to mention, a special day in terms of the reactions of the lads. What were thrown at us in the first half, three injuries. and testament to lads that have come in and slotted straight in and give us another kick to move forward, and that really, really pleased me. And obviously we have to assess now moving forward, but one thing we didn't do, football doesn't wait for you to you know, nobody will feel sorry for you in terms of things like that happening, and certainly I won't let any of my group feel sorry for themselves in terms of injuries and problems that get thrown at us. And we, over the course of the season, we've had plenty, and we've bounced back to them, and today we're always going to be a tough game again coming here. You know, they've had some big wins here as well against some good teams, and you know, they've got good players that can hurt you. And I thought overall the lads, you know, a few out on the feet the last 5 minutes, put a great shift in, and obviously we were restricted to changing things later on. They could freshen things up towards the end of the game, but there were pure desire there from, you know, from the lads, and stepped up to the plate and stuck at the tasks.
And of course it was it's a point that keeps us out of that bottom four going into the final game, so it's in our own hands still next week, isn't it, against Solihull Moors?
Yeah, football, you have to win games, and it's always never going to be easy from the moment that, you know, I took over. I keep saying that, and certainly doesn't get any easier day game by game. So, you know, I've seen things today that it's given me a lot of pleasure, and you know, I've seen hunger and desire, and to be honest, that's if you get that as a manager, you can be proud. You know, we have to address the situations with the injuries and see where we're at. I'd like to see everybody now fighting for the club first and foremost, and then we'll see where we go.
And that second half performance, you reflect on the character that was shown at half time. It did certainly feel like it was getting away from us this game this afternoon. But this is a very difficult place to come, isn't it, Bromley?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the pitch is a tough one, a tough surface to get control of the ball on. Did you feel, was that an influencing factor today?
Maybe. Same for both teams. The old cliche. And you know, like I say, if you'd have let it today, this game could have gone out of our reach, and certainly I wouldn't allow that to happen. And you know, certain people in our dressing room have stepped up to the plate and not allowed that to happen as well. So, you know, that gives me a lot of pleasure, and they should take credit from that. And tough get, like you said, tough game. And moving forward, we have to assess and use what we've got available, and you know, we'll see what we do.
So Solihull Moors, the big one then next weekend. We're going to be completely 100% focused on it, I know. Can we get over the line?
I'd like to think so. You know, yeah, one thing for sure, that we have been focused every game, and sometimes it can be a bit of a pain and be a bit demanding to people at the club, to make sure that we are and do the best that we possibly can as a part-time club to you know, to compete against full-time clubs and clubs with bigger resources, and we have to as professionals, in my eyes, I see us as professionals, even though we're not part-time. There's a group of individuals in there that are professionals, and certainly, you know, I think you've seen that today in terms of getting through the game that they had to do in tough, you know, tough conditions and tough things that's happened to the group. But I come away pleased in the effort and desire, and I said that against Tranmere on Monday, and there's very rare occasions this season that I've not been able to say that, to be honest. So that's one thing that really, really pleases me.
So the Lions now know that a win against Solihull will definitely keep them up, as they need to match or better Braintree and York's results to be sure of staying in the top flight of non-league football. That game will kick off at the earlier time of 12:15, thanks to telly, cheers BT, and season ticket holders at Football League and Premier League clubs can get in for a fiver. Under-18s can get in free, and Guiseley season tickets entitle you to claim a free cup of tea or coffee. Although, you know, given the situation, you might need something a little stronger. In news from the academy, the Young Lions played their final league game of the season against an FC United team who'd beaten them 2-1 earlier in the season and contained players with first team experience. Therefore, a tough game was expected. That proved to be the case, as after 6 minutes, FC United had taken the lead after the Guiseley defence failed to clear their lines. As the game progressed, Guiseley's Cubs began to take control of the game and were playing some excellent football, but a failure to take chances was evident. That was until Christian Solder showed his pace to beat the fullback, cut inside and struck a low shot past the United keeper. This took the teams in at half-time, 1-1. In the second half, the Guiseley youngsters turned the screw and gave FC United a lesson in football. Movement and rotation a joy to watch at times. However, the second goal came from a corner that Louis Squires powerfully headed home past the FC United keeper. As the game progressed, the Young Lions were totally dominating and the goals began to flow. In total, another 5 goals were scored from Abdou Bojang, Cale Price, Luke Baldwin, Christian Soda and Scotty Smith. It was a fine way to finish the season with a 7-1 victory. That means unless Preston North End win by a 6-goal margin, that the Guiseley AFC Academy team will finish runners-up in the league for the 4th season in succession. And that'll do it for this week. The Lions need your help, your noise, your support at Nethermoor on Saturday lunchtime. Reduced prices, under-18s getting in free, free tea and coffee for season ticket holders, plus everything else that's at stake. It's sure to be another memorable afternoon for Guiseley. But hey, look, if you really can't make it down to Nethermoor, Guiseley Radio will be on air from 11:45 at mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio, where we'll have all the build-up and full match commentary. Hardly feels like a year ago that we were in almost exactly the same position. Hardly feels like 6 months ago we were rock bottom of the table and the idea of it going to the last day was absolutely ludicrous. And yet, graft, determination and no little skill, turnaround's almost complete. One final push to see us home now, boys. Come on, guys.
Finished here. If you're just joining us, it's finished here. Guiseley have won.
It's finished.
By 4-3. And we're hearing...
It's finished!
And it's finished! Yeah! Guiseley are staying up! Guiseley are in the final over national again next season! The crowd come onto the pitch to celebrate! The Lions are playing final over national football next season! Yeah!